Hi, my name is Stephanie March, and I'm a cellist. I grew up in Sioux City, started playing the cello at age 3, and I went on to study cello performance at the Eastman School of Music for undergrad, and that's where I met my friend here.
And that's me. Hi, my name is Shichao Zhang. I'm originally from China, so I came to this country in 2007, and before that, I studied in Beijing, China, through my middle school to high school.
I think I met Shichao my freshman year at Eastman. We were both in the same class, and Shichao asked me to play in a trio with him.
I feel that our musical understanding are so fit to each other's, and I thought it'd be great to be playing with her. And I asked her if she'd be interested in playing with me and another violinist together. And yeah, and then we did.
We enjoyed playing chamber music so much together that we always wanted to give a duo recital together, but never got the chance to do that at Eastman. So now that I'm back in Sioux City and Shichao is doing his doctorate in Rochester, we finally decided to play together again, give a duo recital.
Now that we're
yeah,
so much
yeah,
closer
right. to each other. So what we just played you a little bit of was part of the middle section of Piazzolla Le Grand Tango. His father played bandoneon, which is actually a lot like the accordion, only it's much smaller. But Piazzolla also grew up playing bandoneon in tango orchestras and nightclubs in Argentina. So you get a lot of that musical flavor in this piece that we're going to play. Do you want to play a little bit of the tango?
Yeah, especially the in the left hand of the piano part, for example, here. So with the right hand.
Mm-hmm. And you also hear that accented rhythm in the beginning of the piece, too. Something that's very distinctive in Piazzolla's compositions. He called it his Nuevo Tango, or New Tango, which blended not just the traditional tango rhythms, but also some jazz-inspired syncopations. So we could play for you a little bit of the last section of Piazzolla, where you really hear some of that jazziness in addition to those tango rhythms. And you'll also hear in the cello part and in the piano part some interesting techniques, like some glissandos, which are going up and down the fingerboard or piano very quickly, that kind of a effect. And you'll also hear lots of double stops and more of those accented rhythms. So. Thank you. sometimes you'll get a group where there's certain people who think about music in a similar way, and you'll start playing something with them and it just clicks immediately. And I actually remember one of the first times at Eastman when we were sight reading trios together, and actually we were playing some Piazzolla together, and I was just so inspired by what he was playing, and it inspired me to play better myself, and he's just so easy to work with.
Thanks, Steph. Yeah, I guess it's the things that sometimes when you work with another musician, especially a musician who plays a different instrument, occasionally you have to speak aloud to get to sort of approach the same idea. But with Stephanie, we never have to speak too much. We just play together, and then the ideas and the musical ideas just click. So that was the Chopin the cello and piano sonata, the second movement. The reason that I brought up this idea to play this sonata is that it's not only one of the only substantial work that Chopin ever written for piano and other instrument, but also it's so underplayed by pianists. It's odd. I really do think this is a terrific piece, but probably it's too complex. It's not easy to play, and
I believe the last public performance Chopin ever gave before he died was of this sonata with one of his best friends, who was the French cellist Auguste Franchomme.
Yeah, so I really think this piece it has very special status in Chopin's works.
And the third movement is the shortest movement of all the movements. It's actually only 27 measures long, but it's beautifully simple and very nostalgic in character. It really tugs at your heartstrings.
I sort of fell in love with the sonata because of this movement.
Yeah, me also, as well.
Cellist Stephanie March and pianist Xichao Zhang. They will perform this Sunday in Epley Auditorium at 3 o'clock p.m. for the Morningside Piano Recital Series. It is free and open to the public. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.